Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, Chick-fil-A was founded by Truett Cathy, just an awesome man who started an amazing company. And one of the things that he did with Chick-fil-A is that they decided to take Sundays off. They close, you know, their store on Sundays. In fact, that was a big deal because I believe the very first Chick-fil-A was in a mall.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, you can't close this, you know, on a Sunday. This is right. A mall. He says, hey, we're closing on a Sunday.
Right. I think it was their first one. It was their first one at a mall.
At a mall, correct. At a mall because they started somewhere else.
They have a museum where it was, a little small building over.
Yeah. I think. Had some kind of weird name, but God has just blessed his business because now, believe it or not, Chick-fil-A, the sandwich, the big chicken sandwiches, right? Chick-fil-A.
Chicken and bread.
They now sell more chicken and a pickle. They sell now more chicken than KFC, the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Who would have thought? Chick-fil-A? When did this come out?
This just happened just recently. Here, this, you know, within the last few days. It's absolutely amazing. Who would have thought Kentucky Fried Chicken now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Major company. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, you know.
Yeah, right. I understand. They sell it by the buckets, and these guys sell it by the breast.
Exactly.
Think about it. They don't even sell the leg or anything. They just sell the breast.
Yeah.
Who?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
And think about it. Yeah.
Short-term memory.
Hey, we're on a program. We're on a program here. Hey. Bing, bang, boom, boom.
Okay.
He hadn't eaten fried chicken in so long, he don't know what's going on. We know what's going on.
We know about fried chicken.
Obviously, y'all know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, anyway, is that awesome or what? I mean, when you think about it, because for years.
God's honoring them.
God's honor. For years, KFC was number one. In fact, this article says.
Right.
And they put it in their literature, and now, for the first time, they had to take it out of their literature, saying, basically, we sell the most chicken, because now Chick-fil-A has that, you know, so just, you know, it matters, because people always wonder.
Think about it. They just take a piece of the chicken, and with that piece of the chicken, with a pickle, and a piece of bread. They outmatched somebody who sells all the parts of a chicken. All the chicken, livers, chicken gizzards. You know, breasts, wings, thighs. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
All of that, they can't even compete with Jesus.
That's right. Hmm. That's right. So it matters. I mean, it matters who you honor and it matters who you serve.
Colonel Sanders needs to come to the altar.
Come on, Colonel. Take off that jacket.
He was building a statue to himself.
Oh, no.
Right, yeah, I'm just.
Just history, just,
I'm
you know.
Just.
Well, his face is on the marquee.
But he wanted to build on his tombstone or whatever you want to build, have like a statue of himself.
Really?
Being the colonel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, that was made up, too. He's not really a colonel. He's not really a colonel, by the way.
He's not
a
colonel.
Well, who made our chicken?
Who
made our chicken? Well, I know that how he handled his competition.
Really?
He literally went out and shot his competition.
Oh, my goodness.
He sure, well, I don't know this for a fact. I'm just... What's
allegedly.
That word?
Allegedly.
According to CNBC in the study of...
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, he went out and he says, you can't sell my product or something. And either way, listen, join the crowd. Go to Chick-fil-A.
That's right.
And get you a chicken breast sandwich.
And
add to their numbers with a pickle.
And a pickle.
With a pickle. And honey mustard.
On the side.
That helps the pickle go down. And their shakes are pretty awesome, too. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes. We're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on the radio, live, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.